Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Technograph Industries India Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Darshita Hivrale from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve, and good afternoon, everyone. This is Darshita Hivrale on behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities. I welcome you to the Q1 FY25 earnings call of Technograph Industries India Limited. We thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, represented by Mr. Navneet Kumar Saraf, Director and CEO, Mr. Ashish Kumar Saraf, Director and CFO, and Mr. Anil Garodia, Group CFO. We'll now hand over the call to the company management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of the management team of Technograph, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all our shareholders and investors who are joining us for this investor call today. Welcome. Overall, the first quarter, June 2024, has been a good quarter for Technograph. We have posted some growth in revenues over the previous quarter of June 2023, as well as the preceding quarter of March 2024. Total income stands at 650 crore, and the profit after tax is just under 84 crore for the June quarter, which is slightly below the June quarter of 2023, but higher than the preceding quarter. I would now like to open up the call for Q&A, and let's move.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chetan Vora from Abakkus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I wanted to understand that the pump closure division has been seeing a quarter.
Sorry, you are not.
Chetan, please be louder, please.
Am I clear?
Now you are, but be louder, be louder, yeah. And please use the handset rather than any earphone.
Yeah, sure, sir. So I just wanted to ask, what is driving the growth for this pump closure division, wherein this is the second consecutive quarter wherein we saw growth of over 18%? And the margins are also in the range of like 35%-36%. So what should we be seeing how this division will unfold in terms of growth and profitability?
Sure. So the pump closure division is our oldest division, and we have market leadership. We are the second largest pump closure manufacturer in the world, and we are exporting to almost 75 countries across the world. So the demand for pump closures, although last year we had a few quarters where the demand was muted because of the Ukrainian crisis, but we have seen a good pickup this quarter. And hence, we are seeing that both the revenue and profitability is high, at par with what it was in the first quarter of last year. These kind of margins of 35%-36% are historically normal, the kind of margins that we've made in this particular segment. So we are confident that we'll be able to sustain this.
In terms of margins, usually, but what about the growth, sir?
So this is not a segment where we see very strong growth because largely the markets are saturated. The buyers are drum producers, and we are already supplying to most of the drum producers around the world. Growth is happening in China and, you know, in some other countries, but overall, I think this is going to be, growth will be in single digits, but the margins will sustain.
Right, right. So the just wanted to understand, you know, again, this 18% growth this quarter, even the preceding quarter, we had seen a growth of over 15%. So what is driving this growth on a full year basis? Should we consider that it will be a mid-single digit growth?
Yeah, so the reason for high growth over the last quarter is because, like I said, the previous two or three quarters were actually slow because of slowdown in the European business predominantly on account of the Ukraine crisis. That still remains slow, but we've been able to increase business from other countries. So that's why you know, the growth is stronger. But now the kind of volumes that we are doing in this quarter is representation of what we have historically done.
Right. Right, sir. So second thing on the scaffolding, the division was anyway seeing a good amount of growth. The profitability on the quarter curve is quite lumpy. So how should one see this division in the scaffolding?
On a quarter-on-quarter basis, it's actually difficult to compare the profitability because, you know, many of our foreign subsidiaries have different financial year reporting. So, for example, our U.S. subsidiary, which is the largest distribution company, we have a Jan to December calendar year accounting versus April to March year. So when we consolidate, it's always one quarter backwards, which does create variations. So therefore, quarter on quarter, the profitability can vary, particular business.
Right.
Although if you see the profitability this quarter compared to the, again, the first quarter of last year is lower. First quarter of last year was over 25% and this quarter is about 16%. There has also been some challenges on account of higher cost of raw material, mainly aluminium, which has seen a strong increase in costs. So that also to some extent has played a part. But overall, I think the profitability cannot be compared and seen on quarter on quarter.
Right, sir. But on a full year basis, how should one see this division to pan out? And especially, you know, the capacities are also coming on stream by the end of this year. So for the full year, for this year and next year, what's the outlook for this division particularly?
Right. So there is a new capacity that is getting added in Aurangabad. That is going to, you know, we are going to see a material impact of that in the second half of this year. Right now, production has started and it's slowly ramping up. And we will see in the next fiscal year, that is FY26, we will see about 450 crore increase in revenue and about...
From next year itself, yeah.
Yeah, that will be for the full financial year of next year, FY26.
Right.
And we'll see a bottom line impact of about 80 crores. This year in FY25, we will see probably, you know, about a 60 crore increase in revenue on account of the Aurangabad facility and roughly about 10 to 15 crores increase in profitability. So not much this year, but we'll see maximum in the next year. One should look at the profitability of this segment on a full year basis. So on a full year basis, we should be, you know, close to the kind of run rate that we have set and we have started with in the first quarter. But it will not be a steady same profitability every quarter.
Right, and when you say profitability, it is PBT or PAT, sir?
No, PAT is different. We are reporting this is EBIT. So it's basically... not PBT, after depreciation, but before interest.
Got it, sir. And how much we would have incurred for this new plant, 450 crores revenue potential, for which we will be getting the 450 crores?
How much is the investment? Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the total investment planned is about 350 crores, including working capital.
Okay. And on which the potential revenue will be 450 crores, yeah? Right. And sir, X of this, the facility which is going to come up in the second half, how...
He's broken up.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. The current participant has been disconnected. We will move on to the next question. It's from the line of Vikas Gupta from Liminal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to confirm whether I'm audible.
Yes.
Okay. So the first question is regarding the Technocraft foam work, the aluminum division. I think the capacity is around 60,000 square meter per month. Is it right?
Yes.
So can you just tell me the potential revenue from this particular unit?
At 60,000 square meter per month, the total potential revenue is about 800 crores. Of this 800 crores, 450 is incremental, 350 crores is going to get transferred from the existing unit in Murbad to the Aurangabad unit.
Okay, and we are expecting this to come on stream from next year, right? FY26?
Yes.
Okay. So the second question is regarding the scaffolding division. We were experiencing some softness in demand from Europe. So what's the status of that? And what exactly do you look out for the anticipation of demand pickup? Is it the construction activity or the order line, order books?
Yeah. Softness in demand from Europe continues. The market is quite slow there. And that continues. And what was your second question?
I just want to understand the data points that you track for anticipating demand uptick. Is it like construction activity you track or any order book that you have?
Right. So, no, we track our order book. As such, we, you know, we have close contact with all the construction contractors in the various countries that we do business with. From the construction contractors, we are able to gauge information on upcoming capital projects in industrial and commercial and infrastructure activities. Based on that upcoming projects, we get anticipation of offtake of equipment demand. So that's how we track.
Okay. So my last question is regarding a textile unit. I think we had turnaround in Q4. But this quarter has been a little soft. So what is your outlook over this division?
Yeah, hi. I'll answer that question. So in the first quarter of this year, we have commissioned a new spinning unit in our existing location, Amaravati itself. Now, that unit was to have a full production by May. End of May, but we got late in that because of, you know, getting the labor and all that took a little more time than we expected because of these elections and all that happening. We got a little disturbed. So that revenue of that second unit did not come into quarter one, whereas the depreciation has all come into the quarter one, but without any revenue. So that happened there, but now the unit is up and running. Almost at now we are about 80% capacity. So I think second quarter we will recover from the quarter one, and quarter three and quarter four we will have similar results like what we had last year in terms of EBITDA percentage.
Okay. And so on a different side, you are working on few developments, right? So any update on that? Any new order or any new breakthrough?
Yes. So, you know, on the defense, that is still a division that is evolving. We are working on various new products, new technologies like missile launchers and JT coolers and products like these, largely for DRDO. They are under various stages of testing and approvals. We have received some orders as well, not very large. But I think this division is going to take some more time before it starts to become commercially visible, you know, in terms of our results.
Okay. And the use cases into missiles and other cases? Like, can you just explain a few of the use cases?
Basically, we don't manufacture missile. There are few items which are attached to the missile. The most common one, most interesting one is on the tip of the missile, when it, you know, goes with the supersonic speed, the heat gets increased. So in order to cool the tip, there is something called JT coolers. So we have manufactured around 50 pieces as a sample and gave to DRDO, and all, each and every piece has been duly approved well before they expected the time. So we are in dialogue with DRDO and Defense Department of the government so that they can place commercial orders. So let's hope we get in days to come.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again, sir, and all the best for the future endeavor.
Thanks.
Hello.
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 Yes, sir. Should we move on to the next question?
Yes. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. The next question is from the line of Pratik Phalke from SEPL Group. Please go ahead.
So thank you for having the question. So I have three questions. I'll ask it one by one. The first one is regarding the scaffold segment. So in the previous quarter, it was mentioned that there was that waiting certain European certifications, which would enable us to access a larger market for complete scaffolding system. So could you please provide an update on this development?
Yes, that certification is still awaited. We are under very advanced stages, actually, you know, of getting it. And we are probably about a month away, maybe even lesser, in getting that certification. It's called the B certification from an agency in Poland. So yeah, that's, you know, we hope to be able to get that by the end of September.
By the end of September, okay. Thank you, sir. The second question is regarding the aluminium formwork segment. So there is a lot of competition, domestic also and Chinese players also. So I just wanted to know what is the company's current market share in the aluminium formwork segment, and if you can provide any view on the order book.
Yes, there is a lot of competition in the domestic segment, but we are able to compete, and mainly because the demand is also quite strong. So the, in spite of competition, there is strong demand and strong growth in demand, not just in India, but worldwide. Currently, our capacity is constrained, and hence we are not even able to export this. 100% of our capacity is consumed in servicing demand in India. We did about 300 crores of sales of this aluminium formwork in FY24. We are currently sitting on order book of almost 2,000 crores of this particular segment. 200 crores of this particular segment. So that is roughly 80% of last year's sale. And, so therefore the demand outlook is quite good.
Yeah, and any idea on the market share, if you hold?
You know, our market share is evolving. I think our market share right now will be about 10%, around 10% in this particular segment in India. And this is something that is evolving.
Okay. The third question is regarding the defense segment. So I just, like, you already gave a clarification regarding the orders. I just wanted to know, how does the defense segment align with the company's existing verticals like scaffolding and textiles?
It is engineering oriented. You know, the company's three engineering businesses are there, like drum closure, scaffolding and engineering services. So the defense business actually aligns well with that. It is based on, mechanical, electrical engineering, technology development, fabrication. In scaffolding, we do a lot of fabrication. So the skill sets that the group possesses, similar kind of skill sets are required in the defense business. So that's how it aligns.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
The next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question is in regards to the volume numbers. So basically for formwork, we're seeing a little decline. So what would be the reasons for that?
In formwork, mainly it was the steel formwork for the infrastructure which declined. the aluminium formwork actually grew so over FY23. So steel formwork declined because of lackluster offtake and execution in the infra segment, mainly you know leading up to the build up to the elections. What we saw was while we were sitting on order book of almost 2,000 tons, but the sites were not ready to execute because of paucity of funds and other challenges. So that was the main problem last year with the you know with the steel formwork business.
So currently, what outlook are you thinking for the steel formwork business?
It is better than last year. So last year, in fact, the second half of last year was particularly bad. It has picked up. And it is the total volume is currently better than what it was in FY24, but not yet at the same level as what we saw in FY23.
Got it. Oh, got it. So around this quarter, we had.
But overall, this will not have a material impact because the steel formwork is a smaller portion of our total formwork business. So the increase in volume that we are seeing in the aluminium formwork will, you know, far outweigh the reduction in volume in this.
Got it, got it. Also, with the decrease in the steel prices, do you think there will be a scope of further increase in margins for the drum closure segment?
No, I think the margins are currently what they are and it will remain steady at this. If there is, that will be good, but I don't foresee a significant increase because from the 35-36% that we are at right now.
Okay, got it. And could you elaborate more on the opportunities of MACON and how it is shaping for you?
So MACON, like I said earlier, the demand is very strong. We are sitting on six to seven months of order book right now. You know, that's why we are doing the capacity increase with the Aurangabad plant, backward integration with our own aluminium extrusion plant. We are also planning to start exports of MACON from the fiscal year onwards. Some export orders have already been received from the North American market, which are being serviced. South America is being looked at. Saudi Arabia is another market that we are looking at very closely for MACON. So MACON is definitely a business that over the next 3 years, there is very strong growth potential.
Got it. And in terms of scaffolding, since 50% is exports for us, have you seen any impact of the freight rate and do we foresee it to reverse, the trend to reverse going forward?
Yes, we have seen an impact of the freight rate. The freight rates have actually increased quite substantially, but for the that doesn't affect our margins. We are able to pass on the freight rate to the end customers because it's not just for us, it's for everybody. Even from China, the freight rates have increased substantially.
Got it. Also in scaffolding, last year we were seeing some slowdown in US and Europe. So how are things right now?
So in US there is no slowdown as of now. We are seeing quite steady demand growth coming from there. Europe, like I said, continues to be slow.
What? Thank you. That's it from my side. I'll join the queue for further questions.
Sure.
The next question is from the line of Jay Jain from Suit Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thank you for allowing me to have questions. The first question is, with so many moving parts in your business, so many lines of businesses, can you leave us with some kind of guidance for this year and the next year?
With so many moving parts. Your question was with so many different divisions in the business.
Yeah, that's right.
What is the guidance?
New capacities coming up also.
Right. So, you know, there are four divisions in the business, four segments which are clearly communicated. And the new capacities are coming up in two of the divisions, in the formwork division, where the new capacity is coming up in Aurangabad, and in textiles, the new capacity has already come up, already done in Amravati. Other than that, there is no new capacity that's coming up or come up. And as far as guidance is concerned, you know, we generally don't give forward-looking guidance. We are, you know, I think the, you know, what we have communicated in terms of increase in the scaffolding business on account of the new capacities, those will come. So, as I mentioned earlier, FY26, we'll see about 450 crore increase in top line. We'll see about 60 crores this year on account of the Aurangabad plant. So that will happen in the scaffolding division. And yeah, I think that's where it is.
What about the textile division? What can we expect from there?
So this year, we will be adding about close to 120-130 crores, or maybe even 150 crores of revenue top line in the yarn division because of the new capacity addition. We got short of the 200 crore target because the first quarter the plant could not get commissioned on time because of some unavailability of labor at the right time. That's as far as yarn is concerned. EBITDA level, we expect it to be similar to the EBITDA percentage of last year, which was about close to 10% odd. For the fabric division, we are expecting to make a positive EBITDA for sure this year. Our target is to reach about 8% of EBITDA from negative EBITDA of last year. And in the garment division, we are expecting also EBITDA level of about 15% with a top line of about 110-120 crores by end of this financial year. And in fabric, they're expecting about a top line of about close to 170-180 crores by end of this financial year.
Okay. My next question is that with this, I'm assuming that this is the last buyback of the company. How would you be rewarding the shareholders and so on?
Well, we have not, you know, there are various options. Dividend is obviously an option that is there. So I think it's premature right now to comment on that. We've, you know, historically been doing a lot of buybacks. This is our fourth buyback that's coming. And probably, as you rightly said, this may be the last buyback because buyback is no longer tax friendly. So we'll see. But we'll definitely continue rewarding shareholders like we have always done in the past.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sandeep Roth from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. So my first question is regarding our textile division. So we are winding up operation from our Bombay unit. So how much value can we realize from the sale of assets there, and when can we expect the proceed to flow into cash flow?
Sandeep ji, the Bombay unit, we shut down operations last year in October, which was the spinning operation, and those assets have already been contracted for sale. I mean, we already entered into a contract with a party, and they are being lifted now every month. He's lifting some machines and paying for it. Am I allowed to disclose the figures? Totally, we have sold this asset for about 24 odd crores, which is much higher than the written down value of the asset. And out of that, we have completed almost about 50% of the transaction, which has been added into the cash flow. I think in the next 2-3 months, the balance also will get completed.
Okay. So, don't we have the land in the Bombay unit, or it is leased?
No. Land is our own asset that's owned by us. It was only the machinery that we have sold. So, the building and the land are still part of our asset.
Okay, so it is being utilized right now, or are we looking to sell it?
No, we are looking to rent it.
Okay, and what would be the value of the asset?
So the land value over there is close to 100 crores. It's close to between 80 to 100 crores. It's about 45 acres of land, and it's easily 2 crores per acre value over there. We are on the highway, you know, it's right on the highway. The highway also is getting widened, so the value is only going to go up actually.
Okay, understood. And your comment regarding the textile division, the revenue that you are expecting and margins. So I missed that part earlier in the call. So can you repeat that part also?
Yes, sir. So in the yarn mill, in the yarn division, with this second unit which is started this year, so we expect to add to the top line of about 110, 120 crores, or maybe up to 150 crores also, if we can catch up on the lost time. On the top line, we'll add to the revenue. The EBITDA percent, we expect in the yarn business to continue as it was last year, which is about 10%. And in fabric, we expect to do a top line this year of about 170 to 180 crores. And we are targeting an EBITDA of about 8% this year, because the global market has not been very conducive. In apparel, we aim to do about 100 to 120, in between 100 to 120 crores of top line. And there we expect to earn about close to 14 to 15% of EBITDA.
And all this is incremental, right?
No. This is what I've told you is the absolute, the total.
The yarn is incremental.
The yarn was only the incremental figure. So totally in yarn, we expect to do a top line of about 350 crores.
Okay, understood. And my next question is regarding our scaffolding business. So what I understand is that we have order book. Do we bid for these orders, or is it kind of recurring in nature?
No, we bid for these orders. The order book that I gave you was for the aluminium formwork business. These orders come from developers, so you know, some are recurring, some are new projects, but these are largely capital projects, you know, for new building construction. So we are bidding for these orders.
Yeah, and what would be the time period between bid and order, order awarding?
I mean, it varies. It, on an average, I think the total sales cycle may be about a month or so.
Okay. And last question, you said that we witnessed slowdown related to election in steel formwork. So why didn't we witness it in aluminium formwork?
Because steel formwork business is largely government funded. It's for infrastructure business. The steel formwork is supplied for all the infra projects like bridges, highways, tunnels, metros, etc. Whereas the aluminium formwork is for private building construction.
Okay, understood. Thank you for answering all the questions and best of luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Chetan Vora from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, the line got disconnected. Wanted to ask, okay, on the investment of scaffolding, the investment of 350 crores, the potential revenue will be 450 crores or more than that?
450 crores is the potential new revenue. The total revenue is 800 crores, but like I said, of the 800 crores, 350 crores is what is already getting transferred from the existing facility.
All right, right.
So the increase in revenue on account of that 350 crore capex is 450 crores.
Right. And adjusting for the revenue which is going to come from the new facility for this year in the second half and the next year, and for the next year for the full year 450 crores, X of that, what will be the revenue for this scaffolding?
It will be about 20%.
20% growth.
20% of revenue. So 450 crore incremental revenue will give us an EBIT of about 90 crores.
That I got. I was asking on the revenue front, that existing for this, the what revenue should see on the scaffolding, just on like-to-like, with the organic growth rate. Because this is for the new capacity. For example, this year, March 2024, we ended the year with 1,030 crores, and this year we are seeing the growth of what, and for the next year what?
So the organic growth for the scaffolding and formwork segment will also be there to be about 15% over FY24. So we should see a 15% increase in revenue on account of organic growth.
15% revenue growth, and over and above that, the revenue of 60 crores which is going to come in the second half, and for the next also 15% revenue growth and a revenue of 450 crores, right?
Correct.
And on the engineering, you had mentioned in the last con call that we have, you know, added manpower, you know, quite a bit manpower. So what's the outlook on the engineering front, sir?
In the engineering services business?
Yes.
There, that is also seeing good growth. We achieved revenue of close to 200 crores in FY24. And FY25, we should be about 20% more. We are seeing 20-25% growth in that particular business. So we should be growing at that level at least for the next 3 years for sure.
Okay. Great, sir. And so lastly, you had come on the television and you had mentioned that for FY25, you are seeing a profitability of 350 crores plus, and for the FY26, 500 crores plus. This is at the what level, the profitability, when you had mentioned on the television?
Yeah, this is PBT level. We are talking PBT, profit before tax. So profit before tax, 500 crore level that we expect to touch FY26 would be at PBT level.
PBT level, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Namish Gupta from Namish Gupta & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Is my voice audible to you?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, mera question ye hai. Actually, main pichle 3 saal ki agar main numbers dekhta hu, sir, to kafi flat hai. Like, hamari jo ek substantial growth aayi thi, wo March 21 se March 22 mein aayi thi, jab hamara revenue around 1300 crore se 1900 crore ho gaya tha. उसके बाद मार्च 22, मार्च 23, मार्च 24 में इट इज काइंड ऑफ अ फ्लैटिश रेवेन्यू, जहाँ पे हमारा रेवेन्यू 1900 करोड़ से बढ़ के 2200 करोड़ के करीब रहा है. तो अराउंड 10-15% का कुछ ग्रोथ हुआ है पिछले 3 साल में, सर. और अगर मैं पैट देखूँ तो सर हमारा पैट भी बिल्कुल फ्लैटिश रहा है, सर. जो मार्च 22 में 274 करोड़ था, वो मार्च 24 में 279 करोड़ रहा है. तो 3 साल में भी 5 करोड़ का ही इंक्रीज आया, सर. तो मैं थोड़ा सा सर नंबर्स पे ये समझना चाह रहा था कि क्या हम मार्च 25 और मार्च 26 में हम कहाँ रेवेन्यू और पैट में हम कहाँ पे देखते हैं अपने आपको.
देखिए, You are referring to the PBT numbers, no?
Yeah, these are PBTs.
Sir, I am referring to PAT numbers, profit after tax. March 22 में सर हमारा 274 crores था, March 23 में 278 crores है, और March 24 में 279 crores है, sir.
Right. So, you see, firstly, जो आपने बोला कि the revenue, which was in March 2021, was, we saw a jump from 1,300 crores to 1,900 crores, और उसके बाद it has increased steadily from there to here. So, you know, exact percentages, I'll have to sort of, my group CFO can probably come to you on that. But मैं आपको एक overall view इसका ये दे सकता हूँ. Why is it that in the last 3 years, the growth has been lesser than that one jump that we received 3 years ago? Because that's, I think, conceptually the point you are making. So that is mainly because of the capex cycle. Abhi humne, we had done a substantial increase in the scaffolding segment in that year 2021, where the scaffolding business had grown from, you know, probably, I think, if my memory is right, about 400 crore revenue to about 800-850 crore revenue. So, iske karan wo 600 crore increase tha. Uske baad, we are doing the next major capacity expansion now, which we announced last year. for the Aurangabad plant. So uska, we will see that 450 crore jump in FY26. So, you know, this happens once every 5 years. So next year, FY26, we will again see a similar situation to what we saw in FY2021. You know, we'll see an increase of almost 650 crores in total revenue next year. So that's really got to do with the capex cycle of the company. And in between the capex cycles, the growth that we are seeing is regular organic growth in the business.
And for like March 25, sir, yahan pe hum like at least 30% hum top line growth assume kar sakte hain, sir?
Including Aurangabad. Nahin, March 25 mein we will not have 30% because we will not have the full benefit of Aurangabad. March 25 mein textile ka kareeb 150 crore aayega.
Wo include karke.
Wo include karke, that is possible, yeah.
25.
At the full... और फुल कंपनी लेवल फुल
हमारा लेवल 22 में सर टॉप लाइक 21% था जो 23 में 20% रह गया 24 में 18% रह गया क्या हम मार्च 25 में वापस ये 21% EBITDA फॉर अ ईयर फॉर कंप्लीट ईयर हम क्या वापस इस लेवल पे आ सकते हैं सर?
सी दैट इज अ लिटिल डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज़ वी आर वर्किंग विद मूविंग टारगेट्स देयर. We would certainly like to, but you know, it is difficult to say on that because, you know, abhi jaise maine bola tha ki in the scaffolding formwork segment, our prime raw material is aluminium. So aluminium mein we are subject to little bit of volatility in the raw material prices. Having said that, hamara khud ka aluminium extrusion plant chalu ho raha hai, which will hedge us, but that's going to primarily be in FY26. So, It is possible, but again, it's not something that we can be very, very sure of.
Got it, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference to the management for their closing comments.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for attending and participating in today's investor call and your insightful questions. On behalf of the Technocraft management team, we thank everybody and we look forward to the next one. Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Systematic Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.